And now a king of comedy comes to the palace. One of the great comedic talents of this or any other age. Ladies and gentlemen, Shelley Berman.
Arthur Godfrey's introduction may be heavy on hyperbole, but Shelley Berman enjoyed a multifaceted career, one that may never be duplicated. It began in the 40s and continued almost up until his death in September. A stand-up comedian, a writer, teacher, movie and television star, Shelley Berman broke ground in the late 50s by winning the first Grammy for a spoken comedy record.
For those of you who have spent the major part of your days, let's say in the last 5 years, saying to yourselves, whatever became of Shelley Berman? The answer is nothing.
Now his legacy will forever be connected with Western New York. His extensive archives have been donated to the National Comedy Center in Jamestown. Executive Director Journey Gunderson stopped by our studios to discuss the career of Shelley Berman.
Well, a lot of people these days recognize Shelley Berman as having played Larry David's father, Nat, on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Whatever you said just now, you mumbled it, which is something you do. You do a lot. You do a lot of mumbling.
Okay.
You don't have a lot of respect for speech. You could speak a little clearer. It wouldn't hurt anybody. Laughing in my face.
I don't have respect for speech.
Yes, sir.
I do. I respect speech.
Yes.
I disagree.
When I listen to Inside Shelley Berman, first comedy album to win a Grammy, that is, I hear similar jokes to what I've seen performed at the Lucy Ball Comedy Festival in the last 12 months.
Really?
About things like flying and airlines.
The propaganda efforts on the part of the commercial airlines is terribly, terribly convincing, so that I, frankly, haven't the slightest doubts whatsoever about my safety in a plane. Until I walk into an airport terminal. And I realize that there's a thriving industry in this building selling life insurance policies, you see.
The thing about this archive that's so incredible is the continuity, because it was meticulously maintained daily throughout his career, you know, from the 1940s through the 2000s. And it includes everything. It's otherwise lost footage, because he would always ask networks for copies of anything that he was in. And this was during a time when people didn't save everything and networks didn't save everything. And so there's otherwise lost footage, his daily calendar, contracts, correspondences, any writing he ever did. And then, of course, he was a teacher of comedy. And so all of his papers, when it came to teaching others the craft, everything was preserved. Photographs, you name it.
For what it is worth now, Franz Kafka on the telephone.
Hello, operator. Say, you sound pretty sympathetic. What is your name, please? Miss Freud? Well, I wonder if you could help me, Miss Freud. Yes, I am rather unhappy. Yes, I would like to talk about it. No, as I recall, I got along pretty well with my mother. I don't think I was any more affectionate to my hobby horse than most children.
When the National Comedy Center opens in August, the Shelley Berman Archive and the previously donated George Carlin Archive will be available to casual visitors and to scholars. According to Journey Gunderson, at least another dozen comic archives could follow soon. The donations are adding to the expectations for the multi-million-dollar destination, and Gunderson believes Jamestown is ready for the challenge.
We all agreed on the board level that we could hire the best firms in the industry. We could raise all the money, but without the credibility and the authenticity of approach, this could become the butt of a joke. And the last thing you want to do is do something the wrong way for an audience of people whose job it is to make fun of things. So, yes, it's a daunting responsibility.
Well stated. Journey Gunderson, as always, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.